Newsbreak podcast.
They've been crisscrossing the province of KwaZulu-Natal and, of course, speaking to regional structures and branch structures to get a sense of what is it that seemingly is a challenge in and around KZN when it comes to the provincial executive committee of the ANC, which we understand there are deep divisions within that PEC. And, of course, they've been listening as officials to some of those members of the party and their provincial structures. Last night, of course, they did have a meeting. That is now the ANC officials. They had a meeting with the Provincial Executive Committee of the ANC in KwaZulu-Natal. But right now, as I'm talking to you, ANC and WC is locked in a meeting trying to digest some of the reports that were tabled to them as a means to actually find solutions as to what is going to happen now with the ANC in KwaZulu-Natal.
Abongile, as you spoke about issues such as that division within the PEC, the service delivery issues that the communities are experiencing, and we have coalitions that are breaking down amongst parties in the province as well. What more can you tell me about these issues?
Those issues, especially if you look at the issue of by-elections that are currently and also going to take place across KwaZulu-Natal, we've seen the ANC even in the past, you know, going the downward trend in as far as the votes are concerned. They keep losing wards in the different municipalities, not because of anything, but because of the fact that it seems from the claims that we've heard yesterday from Stikile Mbalula, the Secretary General of the ANC, people in the ANC don't seem to be singing to the same from the same hymn book here in KZN, and campaigning has sort of dwindled down and declined subsequently, which is why we saw the president of the party, Cyril Ramaphosa, going to Chatsworth yesterday, welcoming more than 50 members from the DA joining the ANC after having been saying that even though the ANC, they love it, they had to leave, now they're coming back. But we've also seen a statement from the DA saying that they don't know any of those people who were being handed over or who were joining the ANC yesterday, as they are not members of the DA. And we understand as well that IFP, Inkatha Freedom Party, is not laying this lie low. They are going all out campaigning, taking advantage of the fact that the ANC seemingly is in tatters here in KwaZulu-Natal. So those are some of the things that are coming out of this visit by the National Working Committee of the ANC, that more than anything else, there's a lot of infighting and squabbles that need attention, not only from the ANC in KwaZulu-Natal, but from the ANC at a national level.
What then would happen to the findings that the top officials come out with?
Basically, now the NWC, they're going to compile a report which will subsequently be tabled during a National Executive Committee meeting, which is likely to take place either this coming weekend or sometime during the week. And of course, they will have recommendations on what needs to happen in KwaZulu-Natal that would see these divisions being a thing of the past. And of course, certainly tomorrow, that is now Tuesday, we are expecting ANC Secretary General Stikile Mbalula or anyone from the top C7 officials to call a media briefing at the provincial head office, failing which at Luthuli House in Johannesburg, to give us a detailed outcome of their, you know, visit here in KwaZulu-Natal and what is likely to happen moving forward. Even though we hear through the grapevine that the PEC of KwaZulu-Natal may be disbanded, we heard the president of the party, Cyril Ramaphosa, disputing that. But a rumor has it, if you like, that they might be disbanded, failing which there might be interventions in terms of looking for an administrator to take over the Thekwini Metro Municipality. All of that will be confirmed during a press briefing by Stikile Mbalula.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.